Obama's hair is looking grayer these days. Can't imagine why, since he doesn't seem to be one bit worried about all that's going on.
We can perhaps be comfortable in betting that President Obama won't miss being called the kinds of things he's been called over the last 8 years when he finally leaves office. Liar. A congressman called him that, remember, on national TV. But there's been much worse.
Obama has been the worst president.
Going to go down as one of the worst presidents in the history of this country.
His presidency is going to go down as one of the worst, or perhaps the worst in the history of the country.
This is the worst president we've had in 35 years.
This president has been one of the worst in American history.
The worst.
Now, look, it is true I have not managed to make everybody happy.
You've got that right, Mr. President, but unhappy doesn't quite cover it.
6 years into my presidency, some people still say I'm arrogant and aloof, condescending. Some people are so dumb. No wonder I don't meet with them. And that's not all people say about me. A few weeks ago, Dick Cheney says he thinks I'm the worst president of his lifetime.
The worst?
Which is interesting because I think Dick Cheney is the worst president of my lifetime.
President Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner a few years back joking about the virulence of his detractors. Mark Hanna, a Democratic political commentator who worked on both John Kerry's and Barack Obama's presidential campaigns, loves a good argument, he says, but even he can get frustrated by arguing with people who are so irrationally angry, he believes, that their legitimate points get lost. The best, worst president, what the right gets wrong about Barack Obama, is Hannah's new book and an attempt to take on the folks who call President Obama a socialist when they're just getting started.
Every Democratic president has had this socialist epithet thrown at them in modern history. That's not a big surprise, but I think there's been a special vitriol with which the label's been hurled at Barack Obama, for sure. And I go through and show, in fact, how, you know, saving Wall Street and reforming Wall Street in a way is actually making the world safe for capitalism on some level, you know?
Approving bonuses to people at AIG. I mean, this is not the act of a crazy socialist.
And Obamacare itself, which has been attacked as socialism. There were a lot of Democrats that wanted a Medicare for all, that wanted to socialize medicine. And what did Barack Obama do? He didn't do that. He expanded both the free market and the social safety net programs. So a lot of, obviously, these attacks have been downright false.
Barack Obama has been accused of destroying the Constitution,
right,
and that the act of running for president for the GOP is retaking our country.
Oh yeah, and he's the dictator, the socialist, the freedom wrecker. Not just a bad president; he is the worst president.
Right.
We've seen that
exactly.
From Dick Cheney. We're seeing it now from Donald Trump. The same characterization, the same absolutism or extremism on the right-wing rhetoric. It's not enough to be substantive and moderate in our critiques. We have to be completely polarized. I mean, we often forget this president who is criticized for trampling all over the Constitution. What was his job before he became president, other than a state legislator? It was as a constitutional law lecturer. He had so much reverence for the Constitution that he wanted to teach young people about it.
But conservatives do argue that President Obama supported the reestablishment of the Patriot Act. And there are plenty of people, including constitutional scholars that used to be Barack Obama's colleagues, who say that the Patriot Act is a tossing out of the Constitution in terms of the ability of government to survey Americans.
Right. I mean, this president has had a track record on civil liberties. There are some liberals that and civil libertarians who are upset that this president went after national security leakers or whistleblowers, whatever you want to call them, that has reauthorized the Patriot Act, as you mentioned, uses drones. There are environmentalists that are unhappy that he has allowed, just while he's been investing vigorously into sustainable sources of energy, that he has overseen and presided over a boom in energy exploration off the coast. So what this goes to show is that this president is a pragmatist when it comes to things like national security, when it comes to things like the environment. He has a desire to protect the environment, but at the same time, he realizes that there are trade-offs to be made in terms of jobs and things of that nature. and, you know, has governed in a way that defies easy categorization. And the conservatives have easy categorization is basically in their wheelhouse. That's the tool they have in their toolkit, the weapon they have in their arsenal.
If we look at Democratic presidents of the past, start with Jimmy Carter, one-term president, just went down in flames politically. But he's not the worst president of all time. Bill Clinton was impeached, did outrageously just pathetic, infantile things while in office. He's not the worst possible president. Barack Obama has no special prosecutor, no scandal whatsoever. 8 years of sustained, if anemic, economic growth. So to call him the worst president, well, it's racist. It's basically he's black, so therefore he's the worst president. It's
right.
Period. The end.
There's a lot of identity politics that go into this. In my book,
it's not identity. It's race.
It's race. It's, you know, his brand of Christianity might not be, you know, it's amazing. The majority of conservatives, the majority of registered Republicans think deep down in this president's heart, he is a secret Muslim. And I think the fact that he's cosmopolitan, that he spent a couple years as a child living overseas. And let's not forget who the leader of the Republican Party is right now. It is the person who was the leader of the birther movement 5 years ago.
Yeah.
One of his big claims to fame, one of his big accomplishments is as a conspiracy theorist.
I mean, who speaks in racist rhetoric. So yeah. This is the popular leader of the GOP right now.
Right. I think the birther movement is more than just race. I think it's the fact that there are people in this country that think that anybody that is that educated, that is that cosmopolitan, doesn't represent America, doesn't represent them. And I think a lot of liberals, when George Bush was president, thought that somebody so provincial, so folksy, doesn't represent them. A lot of people that are my neighbors in Brooklyn and
went
New York,
to Yale.
Yeah, he did go to Yale and he kind of swept that under the rug. But he was trying to tap into a different voting base. The fact that there's so much identity politics surrounding this president is a harbinger of things to come. The president said there's no blue America, blue states, red states. There's no liberal America, conservative America, the United States of America. That's what we are. He has said in the past year that one of the big regrets of his presidency is he hasn't been able to overhaul the partisan polarization that exists in this country. There is going to be a strand of conservatism that is deeply racist, isolationist, that's xenophobic.
Are those people going to miss Barack Obama if Donald Trump is elected president?
A lot of us are going to miss Barack Obama. And I think that's what we're forgetting when we talk a lot about the 2016 campaign. You know, the saying that you don't realize what you had until it's gone. In the way in which he's governed with a real sense of purpose and elegance and eloquence. Frankly, our founding fathers were people who spoke in a language that had grace and that had eloquence. And so this president is restoring on some level that ethos to the office.
Well, if you enjoyed this lively conversation, you'll certainly enjoy the Mark Hanna book, Best Worst President, What the Right Gets Wrong About Barack Obama. Thanks.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me on, and I hope your listeners enjoy the book.